everyone. I'm great with technology. Oh, it's been great. This lesson I'm going to bring to you today is about Joshua. On a Monday night men's Bible study, we've been studying about Joshua for a while, and truly, it's taught each one of us who've been blessed by that study to be strong and courageous. And that's what my message is to you today, to be strong and courageous. Joshua was a brilliant military leader, but more importantly, he was a spiritual leader. And that was the key to Joshua's success. Was his submission to God. When God spoke, he listened and obeyed. As a result, God's people were faithful. They had 7 years, like unlike any that the Israelites had ever experienced. One victory after another, one conquest after another. They took the promised land after waiting 40 years in the wilderness. So we all need godly leaders. I think we're missing that. We need godly leaders. There's a lot of leaders out there, a lot of so-called leaders, and they have their agendas. But I'll take a godly leader any day. I will take a godly leader any day. You know, we need godly leaders for our marriages. We need to have God in the center of our marriages. We need godly leaders for our families. Our families need God so much. Our church, the church of Jesus Christ, needs godly leaders. Our nation, more now than ever, needs godly leaders. So let's read together God's word and hear God calling you to be strong and, get this, very courageous, very courageous. The leading person in the book of Joshua isn't Joshua. It's the Lord Jehovah. It's he who makes all the promises and he who gives them one victory after another. It was God that gave Joshua the inspiration and the ability to do what he did. It was by faith that Joshua was able to glorify God and take the promised land. Today, as you look at your life, are you wandering in the wilderness or are you taking your promised land? In the wilderness, we're complaining people. But in Canaan, we are more than conquerors. We have a life that's lived abundantly and we are blessed incredibly. In the wilderness, we're looking back. In Canaan, we're looking forward. I'm looking forward to every day. I've been looking forward to this day for a while to preach God's word because it's God's word that just lifts me up. Every day I read God's word and it gives me strength and power for the day and blessings. So I'm claiming the riches that Jesus gave me. I'm looking forward. In the wilderness, they experienced delay, defeat, and even death. But in Canaan, it's experience of life and life abundantly, power and victory. So let's read about Joshua and be strong and courageous and watch how God gave him the promised land. In Joshua chapter 1:1-9. And this is a pep talk for you. Every time I read this, it's a pep talk for me. It was a pep talk to Joshua and what God was going to bless him with. So let's read what God says to Joshua. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aid, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River and into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot. As I promised Moses, your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to the ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen, as it is. You know, I'm looking at Joshua, and Moses just died. God says, okay, Moses is dead. You're going to take over. If I'm Joshua, I said, geez, don't I get a chance to mourn? Don't I get a chance to just mourn the life of my good friend Moses? And, and then you're asking me to take 2 million people to the promised land. What if they start complaining again? What if they start worrying again? The enemy is bigger, better, better trained. We're just like ants compared to him. but they have more weapons. But Joshua did none of that. You know, that's what I love about Joshua. He took the pep talk seriously. He stood on God's promises. You know what? In verse 2, God says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River. Verse 3, God says, I will give you every place where you set your foot. Verse 4, God says, your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river Euphrates and all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea. God says, verse 5, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. God says, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to the ancestors to give them. God says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. God says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. God says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I say a big amen to all what God says. You know, I just believe everything that God says. God is speaking to you today. So I ask you, and I counted 8 promises just in those few verses. God has a lot of promises for each one of us. But why do we wander in the wilderness? Instead of trusting and hearing God's promises. I know I've been guilty of it. I've wandered in the wilderness. I've let the world and its desires sort of run away with me. You know, I was a great softball coach. And for 6 years, maybe more, I was infatuated with coaching softball. Won 6 championships. I did very, very well by all the kids around here. But I was like the Israelites. I was going in circles, focusing on the next win, the next championship, the next best pitcher, and instead of focusing on what God had in store for me. So it's easy to wander in the wilderness because we get wrapped up in what we love to do. If I only work harder, I'll be happy, right? If I only work harder, I'll be happy. If I only know more about making pizza, I'll please all those people. If I accomplish this, I'll be happy. You know, what's your next accomplishment? I pray your next accomplishment is to be strong and courageous in the Word of God. That's my prayer for each one of you. Don't let your desires carry you away, because it's so easy to be wrapped up in our desires. They seem good. They really did seem good. But we need to get out of the wilderness. Let's go back and see what happened to God's people 40 years ago, before Joshua was ready to take the promised land. 40 years ago, Numbers 13. The Lord said to Moses, send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to the Israelites. For each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders. So at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out from the desert of Paran. All of them are leaders of the Israelites. God says, I'm going to give you that land. But go check it out. Send 12 of your best men. Check it out. God wants us to walk by faith. He wanted those men of Israel to walk by faith and go into that land victoriously, knowing that he was going to give it to them. So what happened? They didn't take the land. 10 didn't want to do it. Only 2. Numbers 13:30 says, then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we certainly can do it. Caleb wanted it. Caleb said, we can do it, because God will bless us with it. But the men who had gone up with him said, those 10 guys, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, The land we explored devours those things in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak, come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. Caleb wanted it. Joshua wanted it. The 10 others didn't. They said, we can't do it. So often when God challenges us, we say we can't do it. We can't lead that Bible study. We can't share the gospel. We can't even go to church. I got work to do. I got to catch up. We come up with every excuse. With the pandemic, I'm scared. We say we can't. They are stronger. All those living there are great size. We're like grasshoppers. Joshua and Caleb, they had faith. But the other 10, they walked by sight and not by faith. Let's read the end, more of the story in Numbers 14, 26. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, how long will this wicked community grumble against me? I've heard the complaints of those grumbling Israelites. So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. In this wilderness, your bodies will fall. Every one of you, 20 years old or more, will be counted in the census who have grumbled against me. Not one of you will enter the land I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. You know, when we don't walk by faith and go by sight, God lets us wallow in our sight, lets us wallow in our fears. He let them have their way. And the shame of it all is that they were 12 miles from the promised land, 12 miles. And they walked for 40 years in circles and never got to their promised land. They died in the wilderness. God's own people didn't trust him. So what do you do? You know what I do? I go to the Word of God. I go to the Word of God, and I read it. And, we got our special scriptures. And today, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, 3, 5, and 6 of Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. I ask you today, are you trusting in God with all your heart, or are you leaning on your own understanding? Trusting God with all your heart, you can't help but want to go to that Bible study. You can't help but want to share the gospel. You can't help but want to make a change in your life, in your family's life, in those people around you. You're going to submit to God's word and his will for your life. He has incredible plans for you. And you know what? He's going to make your path straight. He's going to bless you. I can tell you, I've been a Christian for a long time, and God has blessed me over and over and over again. And you know, the best is yet to come. I praise God every day that the best is yet to come. He makes my pathway straight. So why do you wander? Like the Israelites, you don't totally trust God. We lean on our own worldly understanding. Instead of trusting God's promises, we wander in circles, pleasing others and ourselves. The majority discouraged God's people. The 10 spies flunked God's tests of faith. What does 2 Corinthians 5, 7 say? For we live by faith and not by sight. We have that memorized, don't we? We live by faith and not by sight. And the same with Hebrews 11, 6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Oh, that ending part, those who earnestly seek him. So don't be like those 10 spies. Live by sight and not by faith. We want to please God. We want to seek him. We want to get our promised land that he has promised us. He is going to open doors for you because you submit to him. You live your life for him. Be obedient to him. He is going to bless you more than you can ask or imagine. So how do we take our promised land? We trust in God's promises. Back to Joshua for a second. Joshua 1 through 3. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. God is encouraging Joshua. He's saying, Joshua, it's your time. You're ready. You spent 40 years with Moses. You spent 40 years with one of the greatest leaders of all time. Now you are going to lead my people into the promised land. It's your opportunity. And you know what? God is encouraging you today. I get fired up every time I read God's word. He encourages me every single time I open his awesome word and spend quality time with him. Take time to spend time with God. You know, I know we're all busy. I know we all have our things going on, but we need to take time to spend time with God in prayer and reading his word. You know, Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You know, God has prepared you, just you, for something great. There's only one you, and he has special plans for you. So spend time with God and watch what happens. He's going to give you something special to do. It's God who gives us the victory. Joshua 1:5-6. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to the ancestors to give them. It's God who gives us the victory. It's God who gives you the victorious life. He lives in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Trust in him. Be like Joshua and be strong and courageous. But you got to trust him. One great scripture is Ephesians chapter 3. Get your highlighter out and highlight your Bible right now, if you've got one. But this, if not, memorize these. They're written in your bulletin. Take them home and read them. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit to your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is worked within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. He wants to be in you, guiding you, blessing you, directing you, having everything to do with you. He wants to be in your inner being by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let him in. Let him read his word. Let it just build you up and enrich your life. Give you power that you just can't imagine. You may be weak, but he is strong. He is going to bless you abundantly, more than you can ask or imagine. Ephesians 3:20, remember that. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us. He is going to do that for you. Trust him. Romans 8, another inspirational scripture. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No way. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor future, nor any powers, Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Be strong and courageous, he says. If God is for us, who can be against us? How can you not be strong and courageous when you read these scriptures? Graciously, he gives you all things. He wants you to be strong and courageous. He's given you everything you need. Christ is interceding for us right now. He's taken me as I fumble with my words and making it perfect. He's interceding for each of us right now at the right hand of God. He has you in the palm of his hand. And he says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Be strong and courageous in Jesus. I encourage you. God was for Joshua, and he is for you. I encourage you to read the book of Joshua. It's a tremendous study of encouragement in God's promises. Nothing can separate God and Joshua. And when you have Christ in your life, nothing can separate you and God. You are no longer on your own. He is living in you. You are more than a conqueror. You know, God doesn't give explanations. He's not going to tell you how he's going to do it tomorrow, but he gives promises. He gives promises. We need to stand on God's promises. He doesn't give explanations. Too many times we want to know the details before we step out on faith. Read God's word, and he will make you step out on faith. He will trust you. Trust his promises. It's the word of God that makes us strong and courageous. I love this old Bible. I really do. I love this old Bible. It's one of my best friends. When I have it sitting on the shelf, I look at it and I stare at it and I just love it. I love God's word and what it means. It changes everything in my life. And Joshua loved God's word too. Joshua 1, 7 through 9. Be strong, and notice he says very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Oh, he wants us to obey his word. He wants us to love his word. It takes courageous faith to obey the law, all the law. You know, as 1:8 said, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night. And don't look to the right or to the left. Satan wants us to distract us. He loves us looking to the right and to the left. Oh, my job is more important. Oh, this is more important, my career. Whatever it may be that makes you look to the right or the left. Don't look to the right or the left. Go to God's word, and he will bless you in what you want to do. He will make your pathway straight. He has blessed me with an incredible pizza shop that's just reached people for Jesus. That is great. A pizza shop reaches people for Jesus. That is so awesome. That's been my goal. When you walk into the front door of Rick and Diane's, you see the Holy Spirit sitting in the middle of Rick and Diane. It's not an and sign. It's a Holy Spirit sign. It's Holy Spirit-powered business, and he has blessed me so much. I enjoy every day because it gives me a chance to see new people and share Jesus. So know the word of God. Don't look to the right or the left. Often we look for satisfaction in our family, our friends, and even a job and even another book. But get back to the word of God. You know, nothing replaces reading God's word. This was a saying that I picked up somewhere, and I wrote it down. It says, if you don't talk to your Bible won't talk to you. If you don't get into your Bible won't get into you. You know, get your Bible out tonight. You know, bring it to worship. You know, share. I love God's word so much, and you know, and I'm so proud of my children who bring their Bible to worship and they live by their Bible. And it's because they always saw the Bible in our hands. We always loved Bible study. So read God's word and be strong and courageous. And believe it. 1:9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God is your commander in chief. He wants you, like Joshua, to be strong and courageous. Don't sit back in the pew any longer. Be strong and courageous and step out on faith. The people followed Joshua without question. He was what a leader he was. You know, we need to be like Joshua. Because you've got someone in your life right now watching you. And you need to be their Joshua. It might be your spouse. You know, I have Diane. Diane's been bedridden with MS for a long time. And I need to be her Joshua. Because when we started, she was my Joshua. She brought me to the Lord. She had the courageous faith. She was strong and courageous. She stepped out on faith, and she didn't care what I thought. She told me about Jesus. So she was my Joshua. And now I'm her Joshua. I need to give her the strength that she doesn't have on her own. And what a blessing. You can be a Joshua to someone in your life. I'm telling you, there's someone who's looking at you who needs you to be a Joshua. Your children, they're looking up to you. You need to be their Joshua. You need to be strong and courageous. You need to teach them about Jesus. You need to bring them to church. You know, I'm so proud of my son and Angie and Jackie. They live for Jesus every day of their lives. And it's because Diane and I were strong and courageous in the Lord every year, every day, every week, every Bible study, every church service. Whether it was a good one or a bad one, it didn't matter. We were strong and courageous, and our children saw that. And now they're devoted to the Lord, and they're sharing Jesus. And that's how it works with your children. They watch you. You're the biggest hero. Be there, Joshua. Be strong and courageous. You've got a brother or sister who might need a Joshua. You know, I can't tell you the best times I've had outside of spending time with Diane and our family is sharing God's word with a friend, hugging them, praying with them, studying God's word with them. It's what a blessing. I never forget those moments. And I never forget the moments that people took me under their wing and shared Jesus with me. And finally, your co-workers. You know, I got some interesting co-workers. I got Scott and Richard. They've been with me for almost 20 years. And truly, they're in the wilderness. But they see the promised land every day when they see me. And I'm their Joshua, and they do look to me and listen to me. They say, what are you going to preach about this week, Rick? You know, what's the message about? And, you know, it's my time to be their Joshua. And same with you. You have co-workers and friends that you need to be their Joshua. So I tell you, be a Joshua for someone special. Help them to just grow and love the God of the universe like you do. And we got to trust in him and be strong and courageous. You know, next week, I'm going to preach one more lesson, and it's going to be our God is a promise-keeping God. You know, there's so many promises in the book of Joshua, and he comes through on every single one of them. So our God is a promise-keeping God, and that's what I'm going to preach about next week. And we get a potluck after. So I hope you can stay and enjoy some of the good food. We even got some pizza coming. So I hope you stay with that. My question to you today is, have you made Jesus your Lord and Savior? Have you made Jesus your Lord and Savior? If not, it's time. It's time to step out on faith and make Jesus the Lord of your life. Just ask him into your life. Repent of your sins. Commit to him publicly. Be baptized. And show the world that you love Jesus and Jesus is your Lord. So I encourage you now to stand and sing our song of invitation. Thank you.